My guest today on Piano Jazz is pianist Sam Ryder. He's a young man of considerable talent. By age 18, he'd already played several major jazz festivals and clubs. Now, at age 20, he's set his sights on more creative and more complex music. And I've got my sights set on him. How are you, Sam?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine. So nice that you could come.
I'm really excited to be here.
Well, I guess you know my friend Merrily Trost.
I do.
Because she's the one that actually knew you.
Yeah, she contacted me. I auditioned for the Monterey Jazz Festival's Next Generation Jazz Orchestra. And then she must have contacted someone there and asked for the name of a pianist. So she called me up and she said, "Sam, I got your name and a friend of mine does a radio show, and we thought maybe you'd like to be interviewed on the radio show." And I was thinking, I wonder what the radio show is. I wonder who her friend is. And I didn't find out for a couple of months that she was talking about piano jazz.
Oh, really? You just thought it was really any old...
Yeah, I didn't know what it was. But then finally she told me that it was piano jazz, and I was like, oh, my God. So...
Well, it's interesting because you were already, I guess, planning to come to New York.
Yeah.
And you hadn't decided what school or what...
Yeah. Well, actually, let's see. That was right when I was trying to decide where to go. I was deciding between going to music school and going to Columbia University here in New York. And in the end, I decided to go to Columbia for various reasons, but most of all because... I really feel strongly that music draws its creativity and its power from other things besides just the music itself. And going to a liberal arts school like Columbia, I would have the opportunity to read all the great books, which is, I think I'm going to be an English major, and study about the environment, which is something else that I'm interested in. And I think drawing on all of those different disciplines in the end makes for a more well-rounded musician, I guess. And so I guess I kind of felt like I owed it to myself to let myself have the most comprehensive education that I could.
Sounds like you made the right decision.
Yeah.
Now it's time to, I'm dying to hear you play.
All right.
So what do you think you'll do?
Well, I prepared an arrangement of Everything Happens to Me. It's one of my favorite pieces, and... I first listened to it on this Chet Baker album, and Chet sings it just so smoothly, and he's just so melodic in his singing and his trumpet.
Wasn't he fantastic, though?
Yeah, he's one of my favorites.
So here goes Everything Happens to You.
Okay, Everything Happens to Me.
Since I first heard you, you've changed and got such a lot of new and different things in your playing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. It's been a while, yeah. I've definitely changed a lot this year. Getting to play with a lot of different people, and that's nice.
And you can get out and hear other people.
Yeah, yeah. I go out into the city. I listen. I like to go to clubs. But I also have this great resource at Columbia. It's this radio station.
I was going to ask you about that. You've got a radio show.
Yeah, I do a radio show up at Columbia. The station is WKCR.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. How often do you do it?
Usually I do it every other Wednesday. at 5 in the morning, so from 5 till 8:20.
That's great, having a radio show.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Actually, when did you start doing radio?
Believe it or not, 30 years ago, we started Piano Jazz.
Yeah.
But I did do a show before that at a Pacifica station called WBAI.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of got me going. So when we started Piano Jazz, I was sort of getting a little more experience.
Were you always interested in the radio?
Or? Oh, of course, sure. Mm-hmm. All the things I ever learned in England were from the radio.
Oh, yeah.
Just, I don't think I've seen hardly any sheet music. I learned everything by ear.
Oh, yeah.
You probably have, too.
Yeah, I learned a lot by ear. A lot of these older songs, like Everything Happens to Me, I just kind of learned because my parents would be playing old music like that, and so I kind of grew up with those songs, so I didn't really have to learn them again.
It gives you a terrific repertoire.
Yeah.
How about going back to the piano for a minute and play one of your own tunes?
Sure.
What's this one going to be?
This is called New England Fall. I wrote it this fall in New England. It was the first time I'd ever seen all of those leaves changing colors, because out on the West Coast we don't get that. So
really?
Yeah, it was just beautiful.
It put you in the mood to write something.
Of course. So I took a number of trips in the fall, and I got to see a lot of the leaves and a lot of New England. So I think I wrote this on the bus coming back to New York in my mind. And then I came back and went to the piano and wrote it down. So
sounds good. I can't wait to hear it.
Okay, this is New England Fall.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.